Hi, welcome to the Monday Night Call. We've got a few people on the line so far, and we're waiting for Wynn and Terry to come on the line. And we're going to have a special wild card program tonight. Welcome, everybody, on BBS. Thank you for being here. Excuse the frog in my throat.
It's allergy season.
Yeah.
Where is everybody?
I don't know. We were just talking about that. I came on. Lauren was here all by his lonesome.
Really? That's odd.
Yeah.
We're on the right number, aren't we?
Oh, yes, we are. Yes, Monday call. Monday call.
Yeah, I know. Strange. Hope everybody's okay.
Well.
Yeah, so do I. I tried reaching Wynn, but no success. I'm going to try to reach Terry right now.
Oh, okay. Good. Good idea. But that's
maybe
unusual for
the time change.
Maybe. Heist not being here is strange, too.
Yeah.
And Antonio not. Nobody's here. Me and you. Lawrence.
I'm wondering if something dramatic is happening and everybody's glued to the television.
I don't know. Let me put my TV on. Now, here comes.
There they are.
Hello, welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Yes, it's Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Hi,
Jeannie.
Yeah.
Hi, Jeannie. Hi, everybody.
And it's Wynn in Sedona.
Oh, hi,
here you are. Okay.
It's a nice to meet you.
I'm sorry to be here so early.
Hi, Jeannie. Hi, Don. Hi, Wynn. Hi, Lauren.
Hi,
Antonio.
Antonio.
Hey, Don.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Did I hear Raiden there?
No.
I don't think so.
I didn't hear it.
Would you like to say your name and your city?
I'm Irene from Costa Mesa, California.
Yeah,
hi,
we're on the air.
Hi, Irene. Hey, Irene.
Yes.
Can I tell everybody what we talked about this morning?
Well, I guess it won't hurt.
Okay. If you were on the call, I think it was Saturday or Sunday, I don't remember which day. Irene came on and identified herself. And I did one of my quips, okay? And I said, wait a second, would you like to say your name and your city?
Oh, hi, Wynn. It's Joni in St. Louis.
Hi, Joni. Good to have you.
Hi, Joni.
Thank you.
Hi, Joni.
Hi, everybody.
Would you like to say your name and your city?
Phyllis from Squim, Washington.
Hi, Phyllis.
Hi, Phyllis.
Hello, you squimmer, you.
She's squimmish. She's very squimmish.
Well, you're forkish, right?
Yep.
I'd like to say your name and your city.
Terry in Sedona.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry. Hi.
Would you like to say your name and your city?
Hi, Wynn and everyone. Shirley from Ohio.
Hi, Shirley.
Hello,
hi,
Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
So getting back to Irene. So when she came into the call, I said one of my, would you like to say your name and your city?
Roger in Austin.
Hi, Roger.
Hello, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hi. Would you like to say your name and your city?
What city?
I'd like
only if you want
we
to.
We are.
Let's make one up.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to say your name and your city? But would you like to say your name and your city?
You struck out, Wynn.
Listen, guys, I'm not Antonio. You can give me your name and your city.
But only if you want.
They started. If
you're new, you don't have to. Okay. Would you like to say your name and your city?
Hello, it's Wanda from Saskatchewan.
Hi, Wanda.
Wanda. Hi, Wanda. Congratulations, Wanda. Thank goodness. Thank goodness it's you, Wanda. I couldn't stand another rejection.
The last umpteenth what answer is, Wanda.
Can we get started now?
Welcome.
Yes.
Paul, would you say your name and location?
Hi, Debbie Costa Mesa.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Hello, Debbie.
And hi, Jerry.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hello, everyone.
Antonio. Welcome,
Antonio.
And Paul, would you like to say your name and location? No.
But
strike
only
one.
If you want to.
See, it's not you, Wid.
All right. Can we get started?
Yes.
No.
Yes. Hello, Terry.
Yes. Hi.
Terry. Tonight. Let's get started here.
Mute the ding.
Now, just a moment before I start the tape recorder, I just wanted to finish what I started with Irene. Hang on, let me mute the dings.
We're already on the air.
So, in any case, when Irene said, "Hello, this is Irene," I did one of my off-the-wall obnoxious things, which I meant purely in fun, and she took me seriously. And what I told her was she was too old for this call.
Oh my gosh, Wynn!
My bad boy.
That's terrible. No, she's the perfect age for this call, no matter what age she is.
Of course she is. I only said that because I only said that because I really like her. Okay.
I know, and you're a stinker. You're a stinker.
I didn't
like somebody.
You are. You're a stinker.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of
like
you're
Terry.
I like you're on the air.
By the way,
when we start.
Okay, and Antonio, and I just want to tell Antonio something. Antonio, I just read somewhere when you're getting a panic attack or you're getting an anxiety attack, you should carry a tiny little pack of salt with you and pour it on your tongue, and it makes it go away. So try it. Okay?
Yeah.
I have some pink Himalayan salt, not the other poison salt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's great.
All right, it doesn't matter. Okay.
Can we
here
start?
We go.
Muted. The recording has started.
This is November 9th, 2020. Terry and Wynn in Sedona. And this is our Monday night wild card night. And this is going to be a really good call tonight. Okay. First, I wanted to say, Terry is getting better and better, and that's really great. She's getting more confidence. She's getting more authoritative. But the only problem is she's bossing me around too much. So
yeah, let's get started.
She said, you know. There was actually a serious complaint of somebody who had brought a guest in on Sunday, and the guest hung up in the middle of the call because of all our shenanigans, because of the way we were talking. And, you know, when you talk about something which is, shall we say, as sacred as what we talk about. People expect reverence, okay? And when you suddenly get a bunch of people telling jokes and being funny, it's like, they say, this can't be reverent. So in any case, Terry said, we got to start the call earlier. And
right.
So I'm going to try to start the calls no later than 5 minutes later. But if for some reason it goes later, it's no later than 10 minutes. I don't care what's happening, whatever we're talking about. I'm just going to announce we're cutting you all off and going into the call. And
all right. Do you know what the topic is?
I'm not ready for that yet, you know? I just want to say one more thing. You know, there is a book called The Little Prince, and it had the most wisest statement about relationships. And I'm just curious if anybody knows what that is. I'll bet you don't, but I'll be pleasantly surprised if you do. You may have even heard me say it before. But hang on.
Unmuted.
Does anybody know what that statement is in relationships on The Little Prince?
No. No.
Once you make a friend, you're responsible for them.
I love that book.
That's a good one. Is that really in there?
Something like that.
Yeah. You know, I started thinking for myself that I want to believe that if I start any kind of friendship with somebody or even relationship or whatever, that I'm going to have that person in my life for the rest of my life. Now, it may not always work that way, mm-hmm. but I have that intention. And if I'm not willing to do that, I shouldn't become friends with them, you know? Because many times people will call acquaintances friends, and they're really not friends. You know, a friend is someone that always sees the best in you. A friend is someone that doesn't judge you when you're down and holds the space for you to come up. A friend is someone who will be there for you when you're really in need. And those are friends which are keepers, okay? They're not acquaintances. You know, people say, let's go out, let's go have coffee. And they talk about the state of the world, and they talk about this, that, and the other thing. But no way are they really friends. But they call themselves friends, okay? But in any case, the thing that was in Little Prince was it's not good enough in a relationship just to be reflecting off of each other. A relationship really starts to work when two people are facing in the same direction. I think I said, instead of facing at each other, you're also facing in the same direction. Now, what does that mean? What does that mean to you guys?
Well, you have similar goals that you're working toward. You can work together on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it could mean raising a family.
Mm-hmm.
It could mean
mm-hmm.
having a spiritual purpose.
Yeah.
It could mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing about it is, you can get energy from someone else for so long, and then it starts to run down until you have your common purpose. And that's why relationships, you know, can go really good for 6 months to a year or something, and then they hit the skids. Because eventually, the person's people, everybody's shadow side is going to come up. And now you're facing their shadow, and they're facing yours. And you don't have the tools to work it out. And so it must be that each other, everybody's blaming the other one for screwing everything up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, whether you thought about this or not, those of you that keep coming to the calls, we have developed a friendship. Mm-hmm. And it's a friendship. It's not like a normal friendship. And you've even been there for each other in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
I transcend oftentimes just being a moderator of a show. And when I think I can help somebody in some way, I'll call them. I'll tell them, you know, and you guys do that too, you know. And mm-hmm. and then on our Saturday call, it's not our Saturday because I don't go to that. I don't want to be any kind of focus on it. But on the Saturday call, the Sija is moderating. You all get together and get to know each other better than you do on this call, because that's mm-hmm. the purpose of that call. You know. So,
right.
Listen, I'm learning. You know, if I wasn't learning, I would just always be lecturing on this call. Mm-hmm. And that's like, I have to ride with the energy of the call, because it changes the longer we're doing it. And if I don't do that, if I don't figure out how to do that, people will stop coming. Now, My goal is not to twist your arm and make you come to the call. You have to come to the call because it touches you. And it's part of my job to make the calls be meaningful. And the most unusual part of my job is when I realized that I got these sources working through my energy field. And that if I just, how I don't know what the right word is, if I get out of the way, but I'm not really out of the way, I'm in the middle of the way, but I'm out of the way, maybe if I'm just transparent and talk about things, they start coming through and people think it's me, and I guarantee you it's not.
Mm-hmm.
But isn't, because I'm part of it, you know. But I can't visit all of you in your home, wherever you are around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And they can.
Mm-hmm.
They say they can. And I've got enough evidence from people and enough emails and enough people that have had a personal kind of experience
mm-hmm.
that they're being paid attention to, okay? And they're actually making you feel like they're your friend. And, I mean, I feel that way. In doing this, Let me mute everybody.
Muted.
In doing this, as long as we've been doing it, I have so many instances of this being true. And it's usually a surprise. And I say, wow. Like, just to give one example, when we had to do something to earn money, and we started selling pendants, and we put the pendants in a first store in Sedona, and I didn't think they would sell. I said, I don't think, people aren't going to believe that this is as good as it is. And I thought it was good. I thought I felt the energy, and I passed some samples out, and everyone said, I like this. But nonetheless, putting it out in the public, why are people going to believe that this thing is going to make them feel better? And so we put it in this store in Sedona, and, you know, I walked away saying, they're not going to sell. And we put them on consignment, so there was no risk to the store. And after a week, they called me back and said they sold out. I needed more. And we hardly had any. We weren't stocking them then. But we brought back what we had, and I immediately ordered some more. And over the next 2 months, they sold 80 of them. And they were blown away. They said, How are you doing this? And I didn't know. I didn't have an answer. Now, let's see. Somebody's making noise. I think it's Lauren. You're not making noise, are you, Terry?
No, I'm not.
Good. And so we put him in another store. And in this case, it was a father and the son. And the son let me put them on consignment. And the father was yelling at him, telling him, we have so much crap in this store, those things are not going to sell. Well, he was wrong. We had to keep coming in and taking them more and more pendants. And he would sit in the back and watch people coming in. And they were on consignment, so I had to keep restocking them until they were totally confident and they would buy them. And he was in the back, and he said, Wynn, I don't know how you're doing this. People walk into this store, and I got all these things. You know, I got crystals, everything glittery, beautiful things. And the first thing they do is walk up to your pendants. And I walked out, and I said, I had a flash. I said, they are helping us. That's one of the things they can do. They can project energy into this realm. And there's no way we're getting this kind of response just on the pendants. And we continued. We continued to get stores. We started to get testimonials from stores like it was the best-selling product in the store, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that's an example of what a good friend on the other side can do for you. If they do it for me, they can do it for you. All you have to do is do something and think the thought that they're helping and made the connection on this line, and you'll probably get an experience of them helping you.
They won't do it unless it's for the highest good.
Yeah, it's got to be for the highest good. I mean, I started getting emails, this is the strongest pendant I ever experienced, and I've tried everything. Things that cost $200. And of course, I can't tell anybody that's happening. You still lock me up. But but people have the experience. It's even if you write something, if you send a letter, you can get energy in everything so that people experience it. And I decided today that our channeling was cut short on Sunday, and because we gave too much time, we didn't really give too much time to Fred. Fred is great, and Fred is helping lift the energy of our line. But I'm going to do a session tonight, and we're doing a fairly big project right now, and that is we are transcribing all of the How the Universe Was Created channelings, and they are that we just did the first one. And Terry didn't describe it. We sent it out to somebody in another country to transcribe it. Where were they from? They might have been from the Philippines. I think they're from the Philippines. But they sent it back, but they never get it right. There's always words they don't understand. So Terry has been having to edit it. And Terry, what happened to you when you started reading it?
Well, in the first place, a lot of those words they couldn't understand, I couldn't understand either. And so I kept listening and listening and listening until finally, like I went to the Spirit Channel and I called it up there. And I could get more of the words, but I couldn't get them all. So then I went to BBS Radio. And the quality there of the recording was really superb. And I was able to get all the words. And then I filled in all the blanks and put the punctuation in the right places. And then I started to realize what magnificent things were in there that he had no idea. It's like even when I read the first transcription of it, I didn't get it until I had all the words there, and then it just came into focus. And it's really heavy duty. It's really, really good. And now I can't wait to work on the next one in this series.
Yeah. Now, you know, in those days, when we would do channelings, Terry would do them, and I would sit there, and my jaw would drop and say, oh, my God, did she just say that? And then she never remembered what she said.
But I would do it, and then I would say, okay, move on. I'd move on. It's like, okay, I gotta immediately do something else and forget that I was channeling.
I'm not criticizing you for not remembering. I mean, you know, particularly.
I didn't remember on purpose, probably.
No. Well, you know what? Something that was.
I still don't
deep.
Remember a lot of times, so.
Something that is that deep, something which is that deep, it's like it's a lot to take it in. And if you're busy channeling, you can't ponder on it while you're channeling. You just get the words out, and you would have to go back to it after the channeling. But she never liked to go back to it, and I understand that.
I didn't like
that.
To call yeah. it up and transcribe it. I just really, you know, I just wanted to move on from it.
Yeah. I don't like to listen to what I say. I don't like to listen to my calls. Even when I'm doing the call, I say, I think I'm doing really good this call. I don't like to listen. I like to move on. And so we've been doing that. Now we have thousands of these calls. So many of them need to be transcribed. And, you know, if any of you are good at English, you don't have to do the actual transcription. And we can pay for that, but you can be part of the editing crew. We can try you out, and we'll get more of them done quicker. And Terry can help you if you really get stuck. And I can help you if you really, really get stuck, and if you can't work it out with Terry. I do take more liberties, because sometimes I will reword a channeling in my own way to make it more understandable.
Yeah, but the thing of it is, you have to be really, really careful that you get the right meaning, because sometimes the meanings are just so, so precise.
Mm-hmm. I know. But in any case, I'm going to start and ask some questions. And, you know, now that we're reading the old How the Universe Was Created, you know, every time I do a session, somehow builds on the information we've already received and keeps tying things together. So we're going to start. I am going to call in the light, and Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry and myself, everyone on this line, everyone on BBS, anyone who listens to a replay in the future. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are operating in the Christed energy, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator, the potential all that is, that doesn't become all that is really anything until you get into the realm, into manifest. If we ever say anything that doesn't make sense to you, disregard it. Only take something that makes sense and assist you in your building of your own awareness and something to hopefully aid you on your path through this very dense physical body experience. Do you have questions?
Yeah. First of all, I want to do a quick review of how I understood the previous work we've done, and maybe play it, read it back to you, or not read it back, but say it back, and have you let me know that I've kind of got it right or make a correction. Is that okay?
All right.
So, basically, we started with nothing.
And no, we didn't.
Ended up, we started with a void.
Right. Which
okay.
is not nothing. Nothing is not the void.
Uh-huh. Now, is there any intelligence in the creation of the void?
It hasn't developed intelligence yet, except it's you're getting space with nothing in it.
Okay.
But that's beyond the void. At the void, you don't even have space.
Okay. But space is not made of anything.
No.
There's no particles, no
right.
frequencies. It's just space,
right.
okay?
Right, right.
And, okay. Now, it all started with this first awareness, which had nothing to be aware of. So...
Well, you don't have awareness at that point. If you don't have anything to be aware of, there is not really awareness. There's a potential there.
So the original aspect of the one infinite creator did not have awareness. Is that what you're saying?
No.
No awareness. Okay.
Just a void.
And then, just a void. And so part of the void could spin. And when it spins...
Well, it didn't start with spinning. It started with creation of a space.
Okay. There was the creation of a space. And then it started... started spinning. Can
yes.
we say there it started to spin? Right. And
started to spin and then but
so it had a frequency. Okay, the spinning gave it a frequency.
Yes.
And then there would be another spinning. Another creation of space and spinning. And it had a frequency. And now
yes.
these two individuated frequencies would bounce against each other and their energies...
Out of phase.
Why were they necessarily out of phase?
They weren't necessarily out of phase, but if you had them... they weren't spinning in sync. And so they would be spinning out of phase with each other.
I got you. So it's possible for them to spin in sync, but unlikely.
It's possible,
right?
But if they spun in sync, then you would have a bigger spinning.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what do you call the frequency, a sine wave that they were spinning in?
No.
A square wave? Any name for it?
Give us a moment. Wait. We're showing Terry an illustration, and it is not a sine wave. It is a multi-complex wave.
So it was not like just one frequency.
Right.
It was multiple frequencies.
Yeah, and overtones of it. and
folding over.
See, a sine wave is something like in, later coming in the ground. Doesn't mm-hmm. have to be start out as a sine wave. It wasn't regular. It was being created, and the creation was not regular. It was.
I got you.
Yeah.
Now, if you have two of these things, excuse me, I'm talking about you guys, but I'm calling you things. But two of these entities are the beginning.
No, they
of
aren't. They would be beings, say.
Two of these beings, right?
They're the beginning of beingness.
Beginnings of beingness. Okay.
Yeah.
And they're both putting all these frequencies out. And when their frequencies come against each other, something new develops.
And they aren't coming together regularly. I mean, it's very dissonant because they are not sending regular things. They're working at how to make a vibration, and it's not regular at all. It's like they're struggling to make a vibration, and it's not at all uniform.
Mm-hmm. But somehow the vibrations of one meld with the vibrations of the second.
Well, they don't really meld, but they can conflict or... they can have sections where they augment each other, or sections then where they are dissonant with each other, and jagged waveforms coming together and clashing, and creating light and tinges of light and sound and tinges of sound. And if something really becomes dissonant with hits another one in a certain way, it can have like a bang.
Mhm. Okay. And you called it a node.
And the node comes later.
The node comes later. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, one question here is, as creation takes place, these spinning frequencies have to become very precise, and as I understand it, and the Elohim became expert.
Well, they don't have to become very precise. I mean, it was a learning curve.
At first, they weren't precise, but no. as there was intelligence and reflection, they could change the frequencies and experiment.
Well, intelligence developed.
Yeah. And then
if there's
the frequency...
nothing to be intelligent about, it's a developing thing.
But did the frequencies change?
Intelligent about.
Did the frequencies change as a result of the intelligence developing?
Well, they were experimenting. I mean, they were just trying to see what they could do. And
yeah,
so the frequencies...
That's what I mean.
Like, they were jagged or irregular or intermittent or, you know, whatever. They were learning.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's what I meant. It's like it was a work in progress until they got it where they thought it was at the maximum efficiency or effectiveness. Yes?
Well, you know, they kept working at it and developing different structures, geometric structures, creations, interfacing, different interfacings. And then watching it, wow, you know, it's like, wow, that exploded. It's like, I wonder what that was.
And originally, there were just two beings?
Well, it originally was no beings. The beings had to develop.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The second phase was two beings.
Well, you can't say the second phase. It was like, there wasn't even phasing.
Mm-hmm. But there were two beings before there were multiple beings.
We enter time when you say before.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't that organized.
You know, it is very hard. It's hard to conceptualize it. Because,
well, this is one of the questions that mankind has been seeking the answer to for ages and ages. And
mm-hmm.
So different concepts have evolved or come up.
Part of the challenge in conceptualizing it is, when you start with the void, you start, if I'm correct, you start with time doesn't exist.
Doesn't exist. Dimension doesn't exist. Space doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm. So as soon as there's some kind of frequency, there has to be some kind of time. Am I right there?
As you have an emanation, then you can, because there can be a duration to it, and so then you begin to get some kind of, you can extrapolate some kind of time.
But time is not stable yet. Like we say, you know, in terms of time is a changing parameter.
It hasn't been developed at that point.
Yes. But there's the beginnings of time because there's frequency. And frequency, as far as my brain understands it, is connected to some measurement of time. In other words, when we talk about radio waves, we talk about 1,000 cycles per second, 1,000,000 cycles per second.
Yes, however, at that point, it's all dissonant, and you don't have any regularity about it at all.
Mm-hmm. So it's a creation of both time and frequency that is part of moving along a path and developing itself.
That is an experience in progress.
Yes. So even when you say moving along a path, it's implying time. So it's kind of a mind bender to just contemplate it. But let's leave it at that, because that may be as much as I can understand it, or anyone can. Maybe someone can understand it better. But I can intuitively grasp it. Intuitively, I get a feeling for it. But
yes.
I can't put it into words. So then at a certain point, there were two beings. I'm calling them beings. Two awarenesses. Two developing consciousnesses.
Well, developing beings, developing awarenesses.
Mm-hmm. And they could
it
be
developed
aware.
Into that. It
they
developed
could be aware.
Into that. At the start, it wasn't. It was really fragments, fractals.
Mm-hmm. And they could be aware of each other, and the awareness would come as their frequencies would coalesce and create harmonics and create other things. And that became the dividing line between the two. One was on one side of the connection, and the other was on the other side. And eventually, what was in the middle?
It wasn't that organized yet to start. It was. It hadn't been organized or developed in.
Well, it developed into some. Did it develop into something like that? Could
yes.
we say? Okay. So let's move into the place where it's developed. And now these two beings, two energy frequency beings, started to work with each other to create more.
Energy would begin to resolve into geometric patterns, and then geometric patterns could then be pushed and spinned, and then the spinning of one geometric pattern interfaced with the spinning of another geometric pattern, and then they would create a node, and the node is like where there's an intersection of de-spinning energies that interface with each other and then don't interface with each other, and then interface with each other, and then don't interface with each other, and it creates this node that links on and off. And the node then begins to congeal and pull awareness out of the surroundings, and then begins to experience awareness, and there's now vibrations that are able to be something to be aware of, and there's other nodes that are something to be aware of, and now you can begin to have a life begin and prana begin, and then to be able to interface with each other and have some kind of a relationship with each other, and build upon that as more and more of them congeal out of into a node, and then develop awareness, and then you begin to have life develop out of the space.
And all of this was the beginning of what we know as the Elohim.
There would be original creator beings that were manning the fort and working with us in creating, and then they were seeing what they could create, and then they were spinning out galaxies, and they were spinning out planets and suns and stars, and then you had another whole range of beings that were began to develop within all of that, and but the Elohim us were only in a way part of the original beings, and that they spun us out.
Were the galaxies and stars being created by the two original beings, or were there more beings?
There were more. More beings, yeah.
Now, those two original beings, do they maintain a state of awareness and vigilance right now?
Well, there are more original beings right now.
There are more than two.
Yeah, at this point. Yeah. As more than two learned how to do this.
Uh-huh.
And in their own way.
Did the two original ones become responsible for the additional ones? Or were they spontaneous creations out
There were more than one spontaneous creation, but you can't call it really spontaneous because it wasn't. It was created.
Okay. So there were, I'm using the word spontaneous, but there were beings that were being created or creating themselves that
They were creating space. They were creating a field. They were then creating sub nodes and sub nodes, and they were developing it in their own way.
Okay, but independent of the first two.
Yeah.
Okay. How many of beings created themselves that were independent of the first two?
Well, we look up. The question is also how many of the first beings they created themselves and began creating under them remain, because they did not all stay created. So maybe 20 people, maybe 20 individuals tried, we need to work on that question some more.
Okay.
We do not have a total answer for you at this time.
So some of the original beings did not stay manifest.
Right.
And they went back into the void.
Some did, yes.
Yes. And did the original beings work together in the major?
Well, that's stitching. It's like there would be one main original being, and then other sub-beings would begin to create under them.
Yes.
And then they would be in that matrix, and then they would spin out. They would create under them, and it needed to get stable to have a to begin to build on itself.
Okay. All right, you know what? We have to end right now because it's almost 7 o'clock. And BBS needs their space back, I believe. But we need to go over to Whole Planet Healing. So I thank you for working with these questions. I'm trying to get the fine points of it all. Maybe we'll continue with this on Sunday and next Monday, because I see it takes more time than I thought it would, because each little section of this expansion is quite complicated, because, you know, for the people listening...
Well, there was no reference point at the start.
Yeah, right.
So I hope that the people listening could track it. And do you have anything to say to close this?
Right. It's we hope also the we've been able to bring it through clearly, and we get impart love light to each and every one listening.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. And if you happen to be listening on BBS and want to join with us on Whole Planet Healing, it's 712-770-4340. And the PIN is 250-513. And I'm going to unmute everybody, and we'll see you there in a moment.
Unmuted.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This session is no longer being recorded.
Thank you. Very interesting.
Thank you.
I know you probably... I thought you probably got lost, but there's a lot of energy in it. So
I love it.
All right. We'll see you soon.
Goodbye.